My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joining us right now on the guest line, longtime MLB insider, USA Today, MLB Network Radio on Sirius XM, and stand up and acknowledge your baseball tribal chief. He is our friend Bob Nightingale. Bob, how you doing?
Yeah, doing great, Patrick. How about yourself?
Always good to talk to you, my friend. Hope you had a great 4th. I want to talk some baseball with you, brother, because there were some reports that came out that the Houston Astros, that would be the team here locally that we all love, apparently are very interested in one Christian Walker, who is a single, like, one-man wrecking crew in L.A. the last 3 days. How realistic is it that Christian Walker might get moved? I mean, the Diamondbacks are only 2.5 out in the wild card. Are they really looking to sell?
No, they're not. They're looking to stay pat or even buy. Remember now, they just got Zach Gallen back after a month. They're getting Merrill Kelly back in August, Eduardo Rodriguez back in July. So, no, they're not looking to sell at all.
So, we've seen the Astros at one point linked to Pete Alonso. Well, the Mets got back in it. They've been as hot as the Astros. We saw them linked to Vlad Guerrero Jr., but everything that I've seen so far says Toronto still wants to try to work something out with Vlad Guerrero Jr. If the Diamondbacks are not looking to move Christian Walker, who's a free agent at the end of the year, who is on the market that plays first base and is any good?
Yeah. And they could always try their hand at Josh Bell from the Marlins. Obviously, the Marlins would eat a lot of that contract. He's making $16 million. He's been disappointing. He's out there. I guess it's possible with the White Sox, Andrew Vaughn. I'm sure he's available. 2 more years of control. So those guys jump out the top of my head.
So it's slim pickings.
It is. Yeah, I mean, Walker just hit, 7 home runs or something at Dodger Stadium last 3 days. So he's out. He'll be a hot free agent. But the Diamondbacks aren't going to trade him.
Well, the Astros certainly could also use pitching, and as much as first base hasn't been a very productive spot for them, the pitching, the injuries to the pitching, the concern about some of the workload with the pitching, I feel like pitching should really be their number one concern. Tampa Bay has already started moving guys. Could Zach Eflin be a guy who might be on the market with the Tampa Bay Rays, even though I am very reticent to ever do a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays because I feel like they always win.
Yeah, I mean, Zach Eflin should be available. I mean, Cipolle wasn't doing anything. He had, you know, almost a 6 ERA and is making, you know, making $7 or $8 million next year. So they just kind of want to unload that thing. You know, anybody could have had him. Yeah, Eflin would be a good one because he, he's got postseason experience. I would think Atlanta would be all over him as well, Milwaukee. So, yeah, he'd be a nice guy to grab for sure.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, USA Today, MLB Network Radio, with us on the guest line. Bob, Garrett Crochet and the great innings limit is a really fascinating narrative to me because here's a guy that I know rebuilding teams are trying to cash in, but isn't this the kind of guy that you're trying to build around if you're a rebuilding team? And the idea of them trading him to a contender when he's, you know, so already like 50 innings over his previous career high in innings pitched, and, you know, he's a reliever converted to a starter and probably can't pitch like in the rotation the rest of the season. How is he? I mean, for teams that are trying to win now, doesn't he seem like a win later guy?
He does. I mean, he could certainly help someone out in the bullpen, which I think, you know, the White Sox, you know, hung on to him, he'd be pitching the bullpen for them. Like you said, he's already pitched almost 50 more innings than the, 50 more innings than his entire career. So I don't see a team going out and grabbing him and expecting him to be a starter in September, October. The White Sox, you know, it's the reason they're trading him because his trade value will never be higher, you know, which I agree. And also, he's been hurt a lot over his career. The last thing they want is him to get hurt again, and then you just wasted this, idea that you can rebuild, but again, getting some top prospects for this kid.
Bob, the AL West is, you know, record-wise, the worst division in baseball. And it's bunched up, and you got the Mariners and the Astros within two games of each other now. The Astros' biggest issue is they can't keep a pitcher healthy. The Mariners' biggest issue is they can't score. I feel like one really significant trade could significantly alter the balance of power in the American League West. The Mariners desperately need a bat. They could certainly use an outfield bat. But they're a team that, you know, we've seen them recently. They haven't made the big splash at the deadline. Sometimes they've even sold off guys and then brought in other guys kind of working the margins. Is Louis Robert Jr. the guy they need to get to fix their offense?
Well, he's certainly available. He can certainly, get the guy and get him for two more years after this. But, you know, he's been struggling. I mean, there's a lot of talk. The White Sox may hang on to him, just, you know, wait for his value to go up, you know, maybe during the winter, spring, something like that. But, you know, he hasn't performed well at all. If you get him, you know, who knows how he does. I mean, if he doesn't improve, it doesn't help you, you know, one bit. He has not lived up to its potential, that's for sure.
Bob, do you think the Mariners make that big offensive move at the deadline this year? Like I said, they're a team that always seems to, like, they hem and haw at the deadline. They don't actually just go all in. Will they go all in this year?
I don't think they go all in. They have so much pitching, and I think they're thinking, you know what, as long as our pitching is healthy, we got as good a chance as anybody to get to the World Series because that pitching, you know, dominates in postseason play where usually the offense gets shut down. So, you know, I think they may trade away, you know, a prospect that could hurt them. I don't think they'll trade away, you know, any of their established starters just to get some offensive help. You know, there's not a whole lot out there. I mean, when you're talking these names, there's not a Justin Verlander out there that you can trade for or something like that. There's not a Juan Soto out there. It's a lot weaker market.
Bob, as disappointing as the Astros were to start this season, the reigning world champions are 9 games under 500. They're 8 out in the division. They're 8.5 out in the wild card. They are redlining their season right now, and the engine's about to blow. Do they have enough to even attempt to get back in. I know they're going to get Josh Young back. I know they're going to get Jacob DeGrom back. But is it going to be too little too late?
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Well, with the wild card the way it is, you know, they can still bounce back in there. Like you said, they get to go DeGrom back, Tyler Mahle, Verlander will be back after the All-Star break. And some of these guys will start performing better as well. So I think it's still too early to write these guys off just because, you know, such a star-studded team. And they with the injuries they've had, when these guys return, it's going to give them a pretty good boost.
Talking with Bob Nightingale, USA Today, MLB Network, Radio Sirius XM with us on the guest line. Bob, right now, if you had to take a stab at it, the three most likely starting pitchers to be available in trade, who would you think teams are focusing on?
Well, I mean, certainly the Crochet out of the White Sox, a Jack Flaherty out of Detroit. We'll see. Maybe a Bassett out of Toronto. Like you said, Eflin would be a real nice pickup. So those are names that jump out. I mean, no way, like I said, no, star-studded guys that you say, okay, this team gets that guy. Oh, yeah, they're definitely going to be in the playoffs now, and they're definitely going to get the World Series. It's just market doesn't exist.
Bob, the Blue Jays are 9-under. They're 16 out in the division. They're 8.5 out in the wild card, but 6 teams to leapfrog. They've got the highest payroll they've ever had in their history. You know, there's reports the general manager and the team president are very much on the hot seat. Do you think that they're a team that is going to go full-scale sell, or do you think they do a partial sell and then try to retool in the offseason?
I think a partial sell, just because – you know, they get the fan base up there. It's still the only team in Canada. I mean, the Canada's team. I don't think you trade Bichette and Guerrero yet. You could do it, next year at this time. Could even do it in the winter if you want. But I still think they want to make a run at trying to sign these guys. And, they got the money. Money's no problem there. But, the last few years, these guys have easily been the most disappointing team in all of baseball.
Bob, once upon a time, the Colorado Rockies were a cash cow. They filled the stadium. They made tons of money. They had four guys hitting 40 homers. I mean, the Rockies were, an exciting team to watch. here we are, you know, what, roughly 30-some-odd years later, and they are at the bottom of the NL West. They are non-competitive. They're 27 under. And in recent history, they don't even make trades to better their team. Will the Rockies finally sell some guys off and restock their farm system, or are they just going to continue to sit there and rot?
Well, they'll sell off. I think Diaz, their catcher, made the All-Star team last year. He's their best trade chip. They're not going to trade Ryan McMahon, and they could get a lot for McMahon. Teams like the Yankees would love to have him. But he's still got three more years left in the contract. Very popular there. And let's be honest, that the franchise still is a cash cow. I mean, they still draw, you know, 35,000 people a night. People love going to games there with the atmosphere and environment. So it's not like, you know, fans are boycotting because the team stinks. They still come. So I think they'll just kind of slow play it again. But I would think Diaz would be their top guy leaving. Maybe some other fringe pitcher, but that's about it.
Man, I'd be furious as hell if I was a fan of that team. They're making that kind of money, and they invest nothing into the team, and they're perfectly fine being bottom dwellers. I'd lose my mind.
Well, yeah. I mean, their payroll isn't, you know, it's not like it's that low of a payroll. It really isn't. I mean, but you got some bad contracts in there. I mean, the Chris Bryant contract has been a disaster. They paid him $174 million, whatever it was. He's winning it for, you know, to get this guy, and he's done absolutely nothing for him. So they've spent in the past, just spent in the wrong places.
All right, Bob, last one for you. We'll go back to the Houston Astros. If you had to put on your GM hat or your prospective GM hat, what do you think the Astros do by the deadline?
I don't think they'll make that big move. Yeah, I just don't know about that big move is out there. I mean, they, go get, I would think they'd like to get another starter. A guy like, you know, we talked about like in Eflin. Flaherty's had a little bit of back problems. I'm not sure they get him. And he got traded last year in Baltimore. It was terrible for him. So I think they make some, moderate move, but not some big splashy move. I think they're going to kind of rely on, okay, we'll get Justin Verlander back here at some point. We're going to get Kyle Tucker back. And those are two big acquisitions as it is.
Stand up and appreciate our baseball tribal chief, Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Sirius XM MLB Radio. Follow him on X, formerly known as Twitter, at B Nightingale. Bob, always appreciate you, my friend. We'll talk soon.
All right. My pleasure. Take care, buddy.
Bob Nightingale with us. On the guest line, and I gotta tell you, I don't exactly feel better after that conversation. I'm not upset with Bob. He didn't say something that made me mad or that. Just look, Bob has been spot on with the Astros for years. Like, it's remarkable how accurate he has been with the Houston Astros, and that's why this conversation bothered me so much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.